Morning. Tonight, this morning, my talk would be entitled, Get a Life. And get a life is typically an expression used when someone wants you to get lost or be quiet. People don't typically want to hear what could happen to them if they don't listen to God's Word. They don't like fire and brimstone talks because it causes them to think about what might lie ahead. That brings in another term, PC, politically correct. And that's the last thing I worry about, is being politically correct. In Philippians, the second chapter, verses 6 through 14. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal of God, but made himself of no reputation and took on the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even in the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have also always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. We're supposed to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It means we have a choice. Freedom to make our own salvations, otherwise known as free will. And it's hard to accept that some people decide on life without God and seeing people that you care about choose poorly and choose that they don't want to live their life without God. In that same chapter of Philippians 2, verses 19 through 21, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. People want to seek what Satan is telling them they want. They don't want to look after what God wants them to look after naturally. Most men are likely to choose to be self-serving than to serve God. Most Christians choose to talk to God about their lives. How would a talk go with God to end your relationship with God? I know most people just drift away from God without any talk, without any official breakup or break off of the relationship. No breakup note, none of that kind of thing. But if you were to end it with a talk, would it go something like this? Lord, I want to live my life without crutches. I outgrew Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny a long time ago. And now I really feel like I've outgrown you too. I really think I could do this myself. I'll probably still blame you for things that don't go right in my life. I'll holler at you then and complain then. But I really have no time for you with work and all the other stuff I've got going on. So don't worry about me. I've got this covered. Thanks anyway. We need to realize the importance that we have. If not for your own self, for your children and for your families that are to come, or are already here. There's a lot in my life that I've doubted as I've battled with depression in the past. But I realize now that how important a piece of God's plan I am. If I was to do damage to myself, then I put a big dent in my own salvation and my family's salvation as well. And I may have others that I affect negatively too. I have a life and it can affect many more than my own salvation. What kind of salesman are you? Can you sell this life of Christianity? Or do your actions show that you've barely bought into it yourselves? This can have disastrous repercussions, especially if you're looking for a mate at the time that you're going through this. You won't look for the things that you need to be looking for in a mate. You won't have a Christian influence on your children. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36 reads, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any times your hearts be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day comes upon you unaware. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Why should we be scared to stand up for God when we are surrounded by worldly people versus Christian people? It's easier to tell a friend to watch their language with other Christians standing around beside you. How should we think we deserve a reward for failure to pronounce Him? In John, the 12th chapter, verses 42 through 43, or through the end of the chapter. "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on Him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogues. For they loved the praise of men more than they loved the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believed on Me believeth not on Me, but on Him that sent Me. And he that seeth Me seeth Him that sent Me. I am come to light in the world, that whosoever believeth on Me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear My words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth Me and rejecteth not My words, and receiveth not My words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in that last day. For I have not spoken of Myself, but the Father which sent Me, He hath given Me a commandment. What should I say, and what should I speak? And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto Me, so shall I speak." God is who we need to fear, and not the judgment of man. Are you all in? What could possibly hold you back? You can't use the excuse that people who dedicate themselves to God and call themselves Christians are hypocrites. We all sinned. You don't want to be lumped in with those people. Be a Christian and follow God's word. You aren't following those other people. You can't control what everybody else does. But you can be a Christian and do it the way you see it should be done. We have free will to choose heaven or hell. Living in the moment feels good, and we all are guilty of it. Are you blinded by your blessings? Can the world around you tell that you are one of God's children? There are many good people who are not good Christians. How well do you follow directions? Is your life your own, or is it God's? As someone told me that I wasn't a true Iowa fan, which has happened, I would blow it off. But if somebody was to tell me that I was not a true Christian, I'd stew on it all day and all week, and it would bug me. And I would want to examine myself, because I know that's important, that I am a good Christian. I'm willing to have people tell me that I am a Jesus freak, or that I'm on the God squad, as some people I've heard say. What better team to be on? Can you actually attend only 33% of church services and think God's reward for that same level, that God rewards for that same level of dedication? I can't. Maybe the problem is some of us have a life. I won't trade mine. I'm glad to dedicate my life to Christ in order to gain a life later that is better than this, an eternal life. Maybe others feel that life eternal is an okay sacrifice in order for this worldly acceptance. If you tell most people that you go to church services 3 times a week, they don't think of it as being dedicated to God. They think of it as being a waste of time. I can't say that your attendance is lacking, that if your attendance is lacking, that you can't still go to heaven. But I can question dedication, just as you would question a worker who only shows up 2 times a week to work. There's a radio host that I listen to that likes to use a term he had heard from a coach, and that term is passion bucket. Is your passion bucket full? And what is it full of? Would you have to dig to find Christ in it? Or would it be obvious that you love your Lord? My kids have a hard time believing that they're bigger Hawkeye fans than me. I don't want that to be my legacy. You may not be able to leave my house not knowing that I'm a Hawkeye fan, but I'd be much more disappointed if you don't know that I'm a Christian by the life I lead. I don't know how I could consider myself fully dedicated to God and never go to a church meeting. I don't know how to consider myself a dedicated Christian if my own church held a meeting and I only came to part of a Sunday morning service. If you're only at your job 33% of the time, you'd get fired. If you're only attending 33% of your team's games and practices, you'll be benched. Hell is easy to get to. Heaven is worth every single struggle and reward for hard work and not sitting on a pew for an hour a week being a bench warmer Christian. If you are, it's because of a lack of desire. Our eldership here would gladly put you into play in some form anytime you ask them. There's something everybody here can do. Do you have too much on your plate and can't handle any more? God is understanding. He understands that you don't have the passion level to reap the reward He promised to those that diligently seek Him. John chapter 12, verses 25 through 27. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will be my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I into this hour. Also verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. We have plenty of advice in this Bible of what to do with our future. 1 Timothy 4, verses 12 through 16. Let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers in the word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the council of the elders. Meditate on these things, give thyself wholly unto them, that thy progress may be evident to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine, and continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. John 15, verses 4 through 6. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I am the same, in him the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. We have to abide in Christ. We have to expect that we have to work for what we're trying to achieve, or else we will be burned and cast into the fire. What is a life? The world heralds people that have acquired great riches and million-dollar houses through their professions or through their talents. Their funerals go on for days when they die. In God's eyes, they have nothing. If you go to the services to comfort loved ones that you're here, you need to get a life. Until you fully accept God, you don't have one. Get a life may be one of those thoughts or things people say to you when you tell them you believe in God and they need to get God in their life. Getting a life doesn't begin until you go down in the water in baptism. Nobody wants to think about 100 years from now, but none of us will be living our lives anymore. The books in heaven will be closed on all of us. Will you be reaping your reward 100 years from now, or will you be suffering the consequences? When we get our eternal life, what will it be? You may have regrets, but there will be nothing that you can do about it but burn if you have regrets. If you decide you want to get a life, there's water behind me that you can be baptized in. And if you have been baptized and you need help making things right and getting your life back, then we have the ability to help you with that too. And we're more than willing to help you any way we can. And you have that opportunity as we stand and sing the invitation song.